Eating is an emotional experience, which is why managing your weight needs to be a psychological one. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. Your Monday, April 29th edition. We got a 9-game slate on tap for you today. Lots of decent pitching and a ton of bats, as usual here in baseball. Hope everybody had a great weekend. It was an awesome weekend. You had end games coming out. You had the Battle of Winterfell on Game of Thrones for all the nerds out there. That includes me. I'm not singling out. That was outstanding stuff. Great weekend all around. Hope everybody had a good one. Made a little green screen action as I saw tons of green screens in the Fantasy Sports DGen's free Slack chat and tons of green screens in the Quant Edge member Discord. And if you want to join the Quant Edge, I highly recommend it if you want to really cash in on your MLB DFS action, maybe even some NBA playoff action, as they have crushed NFL. They've moved into the NBA and doing great there. And MLB is on fire right now, absolutely on fire. Every morning, waking up to some nice green screens in there. They have tons of articles every day. I write the batter breakdown. It was free yesterday. It's free every Sunday. So take a look at that. Also, they have the member Discord and then all the great tools. They have the lineup optimizer. The advanced stats tool is free. So go check that out if you're curious on it. They have so many other tools and more coming down the line. The Vegas tool, one of the more useful tools. It shows you in real time as lines are changing, team totals, over-unders, the works. It kind of gives you a way to point you in the direction of maybe something we didn't notice in the morning, how it looks later in the day. There's a lot of value to stuff like that. So go check it out at thequantedge.com if you want to join the rest of the MLB DFS season package for $124.99. Use promo code Bubba. If you want to do the all sports for your first month, it gives you NBA playoffs and MLB for the first month, $19.99, or a 5-day all sports trial for $5.99. Go check it out, thequantedge.com. Highly recommend it. Use promo code Bubba for all those discounts. Also, if you give a rating and review on iTunes, I'd much, much appreciate it. It'd help the podcast get more and more views and more likes and all that good stuff. So it'd be much appreciated to me if you go give a rating and review over there. It takes a couple minutes of your time. All right, let's dig into this Monday, April 29th slate. You got your pitching up top. JV, Justin Verlander, is a high-priced guy at 10-8. He's at the Minnesota Twins. Verlander always has 30-point upside. He takes the mound. He's had three straight 30-plus point games. Four of his six starts this year have been 30-plus. His last start was at home against Minnesota, 8 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, 8 strikeouts versus the Minnesota Twins for 33.6 DraftKings points. Pretty outstanding work there by JV per usual. And the Twins offense is absolutely clicking. Grain of salt, though. Don't want to burst everybody's bubble. But grain of salt, you have, they just faced the Baltimore Orioles, who everybody hits the ball off of. Everybody. So take that with a grain of salt, as we were saying. JV, because the Twins only striking out about 18% of the time right now, but JV mowed him down his first time. He's got a 34% K rate. Big fly ball guy, only 30% ground ball rate. But Minnesota, team total of 3.6, third lowest on the slate. Lefty 227, righty's 274. JV, definitely in play for you tonight. Going to take a quick audible, as I was so hyped up over the intro and joining the Quant Edge that I forgot to give you the totals on today's slate. There is no weather to worry about at this moment. But totals-wise, Cardinals, Nationals, 8.5. Reds at Mets, 8. A's at Red Sox, 9. Padres at Braves, 9. Rockies at Brewers, 9. Astros at Twins, 8. Orioles, White Sox, 8.5. Rays, Royals, 8.5. Dodgers, Giants, 7.5. So you have 2, 4, 6 of the 9 games at 8.5 or more. So definitely offense to be had. So after JV in the 9K and above range, you got Kenta Maeda at $9,700 at the San Francisco Giants. It's always fun to target the San Francisco Giants. Maeda's very hot and cold. He got beat up at Chicago against the Cubs. You can let that one kind of go. At home against Cincinnati, 6 2/3, 4 hits, 1 earned, 5 Ks. His best start of the year. His 2 starts at home, he's gotten 21 or more DraftKings points. On the road, he's scuffled a bit. So he's on the road against the Giants tonight. Keep that in mind. But it is, again, the San Francisco Giants. A Giants team striking out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Maeda, 27% K rate, 40% ground ball rate. The Giants have the lowest team total on the slate at 3.5. Lefties do hit .331 off Maeda. Righties .256. And the Giants bring a .269 wOBA against righties into play. Maeda makes for a very nice play. I expect to be a very chalky play at 9,700. Last but not least up here, Zach Wheeler, $9,300 at home against the Cincinnati Reds. Wheeler was outstanding his last time out, 38.8 points, 7 shutout innings against the Philadelphia Phillies with 11 strikeouts. He has struck out 8 or more in 2 of his last 3. That was at home against Philly and at Atlanta. Pitched really well in that one. You know, he had a kind of rough start to the year, but overall pitching much, much better of late. At home against a Cincinnati Reds offense that's not a world beater by any means. They strike out almost 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Wheeler's got a 24% K rate, 45% ground ball rate, and only a 25% hard contact rate. That is outstanding. The Reds have the second lowest team total at 3.55, lefties 304, righties 270 off Wheeler, and the Reds bring a 278 wOBA into tonight's action at a 167 ISO, which is not great either. I think Zach Wheeler at 9,300 bucks is a great option up here and is going to go way overlooked. So 9K and above, I got Maeda 1, Wheeler 2, JV 3. JV is basically price alone because I want to get some bats tonight. JV is a great play. If you want to go to JV, I have zero problem going to JV. In cash, maybe you just pay all the way up to JV. But in GPPs, I'm looking hard at Zach Wheeler. You get $1,500 savings from JV. You get $400 savings from Kenta Maeda. In a great spot at home against a very bad Reds offense. I think there's a lot to like there with Zach Wheeler at $9,300. And I'll be looking to him quite a bit if you're paying up on this slate. All right, dropping below 9K, Mike Soroka might be one of my favorite pitchers on this slate. $8,600 at home against the San Diego Padres. His two starts this year, 16.5 against Arizona. And his last start at Cincinnati, he had 24 DraftKings points. 6 or more Ks in every start this season. Big-time ground ball pitcher, which we love to see because that really helps keep the ball in the ballpark, obviously. Captain Obvious stuff there for you. But the Padres strike out 27% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Soroka, 21% K rate, 47% ground ball rate, and only a 30% hard contact rate. The Padres a 4.1 team total, lefties 304, righties 316, and only a 287 wOBA. They have a 174 ISO, so what that tells you is when they hit the ball and they actually make good contact, it does damage. But they don't do it nearly enough. That's how the difference in the wOBA and the ISO. 287 wOBA, 174 ISO kind of takes those into consideration. So Mike Soroka at $8,600, I think is a great play. I could see putting him and Wheeler together in cash, or if you don't want to pay up, I have zero problem starting my lineups with Mike Soroka tonight against San Diego. If San Diego gets to him, so be it. No problem at all. They're going to Mike Soroka at $8,600. Gets a little more difficult the farther down you go here, but at $7,500, Manny Banuelos at home against the Baltimore Orioles. Manny looked pretty decent his last time out, 13.4 points at Baltimore. 4 innings, 5 hits, no earned, 4 Ks. He went 71 pitches as his longest start of the year. He's been going back and forth between the bullpen and starting. This is not a lock play by any means, but he's actually shown some good stuff this year, either out of the bullpen or as a starter. Baltimore strikes out 21% of the time versus lefties. Banuelos has a 22% K rate and a 47% ground ball rate and only a 21.5% hard contact rate. All things I like to see with a pitcher facing a potential, you know, big-time strikeout opponent with some power in Baltimore. So you put all that together, you got a Baltimore team total of 4. That's below the Dodgers, below San Diego. It's the 5th lowest on the slate. Lefties 385 versus Banuelos, so some reverse splits there. Righties 303. And the Orioles are bad against lefties. 291 wOBA, 134 ISO. So if you're looking for a punt, is it a lock by any means? No, not at all. But Manny Banuelos is $7,500. If he can get you 5 innings, maybe 1 or 2 runs, and rack up the Ks like you can against Baltimore, big time play at $7,500. And I got no problem going to Manny on this slate. So in that mid-range there, I got Soroka 1, Manny Banuelos 2. Pretty clear-cut for me there. And then we drop down below. He might be a lot more popular this go-around after that last start he had, but John Means at 7K is outstanding at the White Sox. I broke him down on the last bench with Bubba with Ben Palmer, a pitcher list, who is an Orioles fan and watches him all the time, and he has some great takes on him, so I recommend going to listen to episode 165 of Bench with Bubba. Some really good stuff there on John Means. But Means, 5 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, 6 Ks against the White Sox his last time out for 22.3 points. He has 12 or more points in 3 straight, 16 or more in 2 straight, 4 or more Ks in back-to-back starts. He's only given up 1 earned in every appearance, 1 earned or less in every appearance this year, given some were bullpen rolls, but you know he's gone 3 or more innings in most of his starts. He's got appearances. He's got 5 or more in 2 of his last 3, and he's been very, very good. Keeps the ball in the ballpark. He has a very good changeup. It's a White Sox team that strikes out a ton. When you look at Means, the White Sox team strikes out 24.5% of the time versus lefties. means 26.5% K rate, 40% ground ball rate, and only a 19.5% hard contact rate, which is outstanding. You got a White Sox team that does have a 4.5 team total, so Vegas does not believe in means. Lefties 286, righties 313. But the White Sox, you know, a 310 wOBA, which is okay, but a 130 ISO versus left-handed pitching is dreadful. That's like the opposite of what I talked about with the Padres. Like, they can maybe get a couple knocks off a lefty, but they do not do it with authority at all. They really don't. They did over the weekend, or recently. They had a big weekend series, and you saw some of the boys get the lefty action going on, but against the Tigers. But as a whole, they have not done it yet this year. So keep that in mind. And the last guy I'll bring up here is just matchup alone, but Zach Davies, $6,800 at home against Colorado. Milwaukee is playing as a really good hitter's park, but you know, his home starts, he got 12 DraftKings points and 5 shutout innings against the Dodgers, 15 points against the Cubs. So his two home starts, he's been decent. Just not a big strikeout guy. Colorado does really suck on the road. They did play good in Atlanta. That was an eye-opener there. But at $6,800, a Colorado team is striking out almost 24% of the time versus righties. Davies, 17% K rate, 46% ground ball rate. And a Rockies team with a team total of 4.4. Lefties 324, righties 318. So if you want to punt, you can go Zach Davies if you feel better about that than Means or Banuelos. But it's all kind of murky the whole way down as you give it a look. So recapping your pitching real quick. Up top, I got Maeda, Wheeler, JV. Zero problems with JV. That ranking is purely price point. I actually prefer Wheeler the most in GPPs. I think he gets overlooked in a great spot there for Cincinnati. Below JV, you got Soroka and Banuelos. I think Soroka, you can start your lineups with Soroka if you want, or go Soroka, Wheeler. Big fan of that. And then down below, Means and Davies. So lots of different ways to break it all down on this 9-game slate. All right, to the bats on the 9-gamer. Catcher's position, if you want to go Kyle Freeland returning for Colorado, switch hit Yasmani Grandal, you can, but I'd probably save some cash, go down to Tyler Flowers, and I'm going to butcher this name probably all year until I hear someone say it properly, and I don't do it on purpose, but Nick Marjivicus. There's lots of ways to go about it. At Flowers at 41 versus the lefty from San Diego, that's how we should go about this. It's a very intriguing play. Atlanta has the highest team total on the slate of 4.9. Lefties hit 366, righties 280. So early on, Marjivicus has a reverse splits going in his favor. But I love Tyler Flowers versus a lefty. The Braves 387 wOBA, 228 ISO versus left-handed pitching. And again, the highest total on the slate. So Tyler Flowers at 41 could be very interesting. I played him over the weekend on, I believe it was Friday night. Friday night, 34 points as he went 4-for-4 with a double donger. He's not going to do that every day, but he is hitting 367 on the year. We've seen Flowers take advantage of playing time, especially against lefties in the past seasons here. So Flowers versus Margivius, very intriguing. If you aren't using Means, you got James McCann at 4K. We know he loves his lefties. And if not him, you got Beef Wellington Castillo at only $3,600. So those two White Sox catchers do come into play per usual against lefties. Seems like there's a lot of lefties in the White Sox schedule these days. Lots of them. Mike Zunino, very intriguing player at $3,900. He's averaging 6.2 points per game on the season. He's averaging 9.7 in his last 10. Going up against Brad Keller of the Kansas City Royals. Tampa Bay 4.35 team total. Lefties 336. Righties only 297. But hell, that's almost 300. I'll let that one slide. Zunino has that power. Maybe more of a GPP than a cash game play, but there is some upside there with Mike Zunino. When researching this last night, there weren't many catchers I went past Zunino on. It's really, really bleak. Like, you could look at some when you get to the likes of, say, a Robinson Chirinos with going up some power against Odorizzi. Odorizzi has those reverse splits where righties can hit him very well at $3,800. I mentioned Wellington Castillo at 36. That would be an okay target for me. But after that, you're looking at maybe like a Pedro Severino from Baltimore against Banuelos at 3,500. Or Jesus Sucre against Banuelos if you want to go there. Otherwise, maybe something pops up when the lineups come out. But really, catchers, it's always a pretty crappy position, but it's relatively crappier tonight. First base, you got Belly Bombs, hit his 14th of the year yesterday. Going up against Samardzija. I love targeting Samardzija with power lefties. It is in San Francisco, so that does help Samardzija a ton. He picks a lot better at home. The Dodgers only have a 4-team total. That's 6th lowest on the slate. But lefty's 379, righty's 325 versus Shark. Belly's pretty much in play every slate, but it's not as ideal in that ballpark, but you can still take advantage of it if you want to with Belly. Freddie Freeman versus Margivigas. We mentioned the reverse splits. Lefties crush him. Freeman is on fire, averaging 12 points his last 10. 23, 16, 2, 22. So 16 or more in three of his last four, as he's gone deep in three of his last four. He's heating up in a big way. So Freddie Freeman at 51, very, very intriguing. If you aren't using means, Jose Abreu at 50 or at 5K is in play. 10, 33, 16, 5, 30, 5, 14, as he's crushing baseballs right now. Really flexing that power muscle as well. So lots to like there with Abreu. If you're dropping down, Hunter Dozier continues to stay hot. It is going to be likely Beeks opening for Chirinos, so realize that when you look at all that. But if you want to save some cash, Daniel Murphy, $4,700. Since he's come off the DL, he is just crushing baseballs. 18, 14, 17 in his last three. He had a 7 before that. Really hitting it well. He's homering in back-to-back ball games. Like I said, the Rockies woke up in Atlanta. Now they go to Milwaukee, another hitter-friendly ballpark. We know you can target Zach Davies. The Rockies, we mentioned it earlier, their team total is 4.4, lefties 324, righties 318 off Davies. So Daniel Murphy at 47, I do not hate that at all if you want to save some cash. Sliding down, if you want to target Patrick Corbin, which won't be a popular target, the St. Louis Cardinals, they are the fourth lowest team total, 3.84, lefties 298, righties 281. If you want to be contrarian, the likes of Paul Goldschmidt at 46 is there. Not sure if that's what you're into, but you can go there. But Daniel Murphy at 47, still very, very nice. You got the power batter Renato Nunez, 4,500 in the GPP versus Banuelos. If you want to be really, really different, you can go there. Similar to Daniel Murphy, Ryan McMahon's first base, second base, eligible at 43. Probably prefer him more at second base, but he's in play for you. Matt Adams, likely to get some good run with Zimmerman being banged up. He went deep yesterday, 14. His last two starts, 14, 17. Because most of these are pinch hit opponents. So his last three starts, 14, 17, 12, 18. Those are his last four starts. He's double-digited in all of his last four starts. We know how well he hits right-handed pitching. Waka's pitching decent this year, but he's still... I don't trust Mike Waka that much. The Nats have a 4.66 team total, third highest on the slate. Lefties 338, righties 351 off Waka. So a guy like Matt Adams at $4,300, a really, really good play if you want to save some cash at the position. Don't mind that at all. And then the last one I'm going to mention, if you want to punt away down below here, we mentioned the reverse splits of Jake Odorizzi. Yuli Gurriel's first base, third base eligible at 3,600. He had 9 points yesterday. He has been scuffling a bit. 9-0, 8-0, 2-0, 4-3. He's been scuffling, but $3,600 against Odorizzi, especially if you're stacking the Astros, it's a cheap piece of the stack to make yourself different. So don't sleep on him at 3,600 if you're going to pay up for pitching. It does have a little bit of upside there at first base or third base. Second base, Whit Merrifield's in play every day, especially in cash. But Brandon Lau against Keller, very intriguing at $4,800. Continues to hit it well, averaging almost 10 points in his last 10. He had 12 yesterday. He went 2-for-4, 2 runs scored in another Rays W. So take a look at Lau at $4,800. Very intriguing. But Altuve versus Odorizzi, worth a look as always. Johnny VR switch hit versus Banuelos at 45. Love Ozzy Albies. We love Ozzy versus lefties. He's 4,500. He double-donged yesterday, 3-for-5, 2 homers for 33 points. 7-10 in his previous two, a 0-20, a 5-13. He started to heat it up again. So Ozzy Albies at 45, worth a look. And that one, it is weird because he crushes lefties, but we know the reverse splits from Margivigas, and Ozzy will be from the right side, obviously, as a switch hitter. So keep all that in mind when you're planning it out. Still in play, though. Don't count that wrong. Chad Pinder, $4,300 versus E-Rod's, very, very intriguing. The A's have a 4.2 team total. Lefties 315, righties 294. So a little bit of a reverse splits for E-Rod, but and he's been pitching well of late. But Chad Pinder at 43, swipe right, loves him some lefty, so keep that in mind. Mentioned Ryan McMahon already at 43 as we went through that. And then you slide on down. It's pretty bleak down below here. Maybe a Jose Rondon at $3,800 for mean. Rondon's been filling in GPPs and been okay. Maybe Greg Garcia if he cracks the lineup for San Diego at 35 against Soroka if you just want to punt. I like Soroka a lot. Chris Owings, $3,400 against Beeks and then Chirinos. These are just punt options, not guys I'm targeting by any means. I prefer to stay up at this position if we can, because after that 4K range, it really, really sucks. Third base, you got Arenado at 54, always in play. Rendon's day-to-day. Hunter Dozier mentioned him at 49. Similar to Pender, Matt Chapman at 48. Does love his lefties as well, so keep that in mind. Bregman against the reverse splits of Odorizzi. All really good plays, but, you know, Josh Donaldson at 46. I wrote him up in the batter breakdown yesterday. He went deep again, 24 drafting points, averaged almost 11 in his last 10. His hard hit rate, everything about him since he started hitting the ball again, is outstanding. So keep him in mind at 46 in that matchup. Sliding on down, Mike Chavis continues to crush baseballs. He's $4,300 for Montas. I like Montas quite a bit, but Chavis at that price point, good savings with tremendous upside in that matchup. Machado's always worth a look at 4K. He hasn't been doing it, and I like Soroka a lot, but you know, GPP-wise, it's not horrible. If you go down far, like Max Muncy, he's been struggling tremendously, but he's 4K. You could go there. GPP, you can go Travis Shaw at 37. I don't hate that to be contrarian. Justin Turner's $3,600, and he's been hitting it pretty well of late also. Other than that, though, Chris Owings, again, $3,400 as he's second base, third base eligible, but not a ton. That's a trend in a lot of the positions tonight. Not a ton down below, unfortunately. Shortstop, you got Tyler Anderson against Means at 56. It's the highest priced player, but my God, it's a great spot. You got Trevor Story, Montezuma, but Correa at 48, like that quite a bit. Marcus Semien, again, another guy versus lefties. It's weird. Eduardo Rodriguez is priced up at $9,100, but so are the A's. You usually don't see both. So that tells you something there. That DraftKings, Vegas, however they make their stupid algorithm to make their pricing, they're kind of not sold on either one. They could see Erod pitching great, or they could see the A's going to pound town and they don't want to make them super cheap. So it's very, very interesting there with the A's tonight. Scrolling down even farther, though, like Johnny Villar again at 45. We like that quite a bit. Jorge Polanco to GPP versus Verlander at 43. Don't hate that. As we know, Verlander can strike out the world, but he can also give up a couple dongs a game. So keep that in mind. I mentioned Jose Rondon at 38. Carter Kieboom, $3,700. Had quite the weekend for the youngster. 19 points yesterday as he went deep. He's got 19, 0, 14 in his three games. He's homered twice already. The kid's good. He's very, very good at baseball. He's $3,700 versus Michael Wacha. So that is a great value play on a slate without much value. So keep him in mind. Other than that, nothing stands out at the moment until we see lineups at the shortstop position. Outfield, Yelich's day-to-day with a back issue. I'd expect him to sit today. But you got Belly at 57. Springer is just crushing it at 53. So both great plays there. David Dahl versus Davies at 51 is interesting. Not the greatest play, but not the worst, especially if you're stacking. Marcelo Ozuna keeps crushing baseballs. Patrick Corbin's no slouch, but Ozuna at 5K is interesting. I think Ronald Acuna Jr. at $4,900 being the 2-4-7th cheapest guy is great. Tommy Pham at 49. Those two are awesome. Like, you can start at Ozuna at 5K. Ozuna, Acuna, Pham, and get awesome production and save money on the boys up top with no problem at all. Similar to Jorge Polanco, if you want to go Eddie Rosario at 49 for some savings, you can look there. Charlie Blackman quietly getting it going. 22 points yesterday. 11, 5, 18, 5, 5, 16, 32, 21, 5. So 5 or more in 10 straight. With 2, 4, 5 of those 11 or more, 4 of those 18 or more, really starting to get it going at the dish. Mentioned Davies, lots of contact, lots of power versus lefties. Blackman at 49, very, very much in play. Jock jams and GPPs versus lefties, always worth the look. But Michael Brantley at 48, Juan Soto at 48, both great spots there with Odorizzi and Wacha. Sliding on down farther, though, you got like Lokane versus a lefty. We love that at $4,700. Freeland's good, don't get me wrong. He's very, very good coming off the IL here. But the Brew Crew have a 4.614 total, fourth highest on the slate. Lefty's 268, righty's 312 off Freeland. So Lokane, Ryan Braun, Braun at 45, Kane at 47, both in play for you there. A little farther down, like a Victor Robles at 44, just continues to get it going. I love this man. I had a crush on this man all preseason. Anyone that listened to any of my shows knew this, and he is just getting it done. Love me some Victor at 44 tonight. He steals bags. He's got some pop. Good stuff there. If you believe in the A's, you got Piscotty, Davis, and Pender, all $4,300. Piscotty's been swinging the hottest, most consistent bat. Crush Davis always has double dong upside, and Pender just has a little bit of everything. So depends on how you're building your lineups. Those guys are in play. Max Kepler at 42 versus Verlander. Kepler double dongs again. He's had a big weekend. Keeps getting it done. Love some Kep at 42. Farther down you look, though, I got Jesse Winker at 41 if you're not using Wheeler. Winker's a good GPP play. He's hitting in the middle of that Reds order, and he's actually hitting well. Most of the team isn't hitting worth the damn. He's averaging 9 points in his last 10, 7, 12, and 23 in his last 3. Really starting to heat up there for the Wink. Like him at 4,100. Farther down, though, it gets bleak. If Billy Hamilton makes the lineup at 39, he's in play, but he's been day-to-day. Brandon Nimmo at 39 versus Rourke, not the worst punt play at all. Definitely some upside there at that price point. Kiki Hernandez at 39, not ideal. Franmil Reyes, always GPP relevant at 38. belt versus Maeda at 38. I could see it, not love it, but I could see it. Jose Martinez at 37 versus Corbin. There's options down here, but it sucks. This is why it's going to be really tough to pay for pitching, or you're going to have to punt with one of the lower guys we talked about, because almost every position, almost, there's really not much below 4K. There's like maybe one or two guys that you could be okay with, but don't feel great about, and you don't get that every day, so that really, really sucks. All right, that wraps up the hitting on this 9-gamer. Let's recap the pitching real quick up top. Maeda, Wheeler, JV. JV is totally fine. It's more of a price point deal. Wheeler is my favorite play out of them all for GPPs. In the middle, Soroka and Banuelos. Soroka is my top play price point-wise on the slate against San Diego. Love that a lot. And then down below, you got Means and Davies. So I'm going to try to do some Wheeler-Soroka action. That's my initial goal, but we'll see how it builds. As I mentioned, with the bats not being what we wanted, it'd be very, very difficult. Let's talk stacks. The Braves versus Mergivigas. Very good plays. Remember the reverse splits, but small sample of the Braves. I'm cool with the riders if you like them. But Freddie Freeman, great play at 5,100 with some Donaldson and some Acuna. See, that's a pricey stack. That's why you got to get interesting. Boston versus Frankie Montas, very intriguing. But Washington versus Michael Walker might be my second favorite stack. Lefties 338, righties 351. The Nats really got it going a bit over the weekend, at least yesterday. Really started swinging the sticks, so keep them in mind. Milwaukee's always interesting at home. Kyle Freeland's a really good pitcher, though, but very interesting play there. You got like the White Sox and the Orioles both have some GPP upside. They strike out a ton, so they're the kind of teams that can put complete zeros up and then also the next day put up 15 runs. So they're always GPP relevant. The Mets versus Tanner Roark, not bad. Houston righties especially, but all of Houston versus Odorizzi, great plays as well. The Tampa Bay versus Brad Keller, I like that quite a bit. So lots of ways to go. If you can't afford Atlanta, you can go down to Washington. They're a little pricey as well. But then you can slide down to the likes of Tampa Bay for some savings, sprinkle in some Astros, so on and so forth. BVP on this 9-gamer real quick. Send you anyway. Piscotty 4-for-5 with a double and 2 homers off E-Rod. Fegley 3-for-5. Pender 4-for-14 with a dong. Grossman 4-for-11. Even Morales 8-for-27. 3 doubles and a dong. They're hitting 259, 326 wOBA against E-Rod. Howie Kendrick, 9-for-13 with a double and a homer off of Waka. Rendon's homered as well. Brandon Nimmo, 4-for-9 with a homer off Roark. He was cheaper than most at the position. Conforto, Rosario, Frazier, and McNeil and Nimmo have all homered off Roark. Interesting there. As you go down even farther, not much tonight. Johnson Scope, 3 homers off Verlander, but 211. Like, Scope's got 3. Polanco, Buxton, Cruz, Krohn, Marwin all have 1, but they're hitting a .171 as a team, .237 wOBA, so pretty much all or nothing when you look at those. Chirinos, Bregman taking under Rizzi deep. Brantley's taking a beat twice, 8-for-26, 3 doubles and 2 homers. It's good numbers there for Brantley versus Jakey Boy. Farther down, Panic, 6-for-14 with a homer. Solarte, 5-for-14 with a homer. Belt, 5-for-13, 3 doubles versus Maeda. And that's about it. Russell Martin, 8-for-25, 3 doubles off of Samardzija. Jock Jans, Belly, Muncy have taken him deep, hitting 260 off the Shark for the Dodgers. So there you go, folks. 9-gamer in the books. It's an interesting one. Not like super sexy, but there's definitely upside. There's some pitching we do like. The bats are not as cheap as we like, so lineup builds will be interesting. That's why you either come join us at the fantasysportsdegens.com, at fantasydegens on Twitter. The free Slack chat we have there, Doc and All Sports. You know, they had the soccer going crazy again this past week, and NASCAR was up and going, and baseball's always going. They have basketball. They have it all. There's DJs. They talk about esports. They do everything over there. So come join us there. It's free. Francisco just dropped his UEFA Champions League picks for the week. Dana dropped her pitching primer for the Week 5 Fantasy Baseball. More and more coming out as the week goes on. So check that out at fantasysportsdegens.com, at fantasydegens on Twitter. Also, if you want to get in there and get all the tools, the articles, and the member Discord at thequantedge.com, where green screens are aplenty, and you can ask questions on this weird slate with and get advice from all of the experts, quote-unquote experts, that contribute at thequantedge.com, use promo code Bubba for $124.99 season pass to MLB, or the All Sports first month for $19.99, or a 5-day trial for $5.99, promo code Bubba. Again, rating and review on iTunes, we much appreciate it. But all that being said, I'll send you on your way. As this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, April 29th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.